Come one, come all to a beautiful show. It's gonna be awesome and some other stuff. Some other musical stuff.
Welcome to Talk Music to Me, episode number 23. I am Alan.
And I'm Jess.
And we are coming to you from Salt Lake City, still quarantined.
Still quarantined. It's been a while.
It's been a while. It's definitely been a while. We had a great discussion with our good friends over at the Mattersville shop.
Yes, we love them.
Scott and Angel, they are fantastic. So before we jump into this, let's tell everybody a little bit about them. They do some really amazing DIY t-shirts, stickers, patches. It is like a one-stop shop for anything DIY. Their designs are amazing.
And the best part is it's all about PMA, which is positive mental attitude. And they definitely fit the bill because they are some of the sweetest, kindest people we know.
Seriously, the nicest people ever.
And not only that, the stuff that we get, I never want to take those shirts off. I love them so much. They're so comfy.
I know, and they fit well too. We talk all about that in the interview. It was a lot of fun talking to them. We spoke to them a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just as everything has been going crazy for everybody, it's taken us a while to get it all edited and up and running. But we do appreciate them coming on the show. It was a lot of fun. These guys are awesome. Their website, I think we plug it in the interview, but
let's do it again.
It's mattersvilleshop.com. They have some really cool shit there.
Yes.
Go check it out. Support these guys in any way possible because these are the type of people who are not only making really cool shit, but they're supporting everyone else who's making cool shit too.
Do you know, Angel's Instagram is where I find the majority of my favorite artists. So thanks, Angel, because she's always sharing her favorite artists and therefore they become my favorite artists.
Very similar to you too.
I know.
You guys got something in common there.
We can't help it. We promote.
So let's jump into that. But first, I want to play a song.
Okay.
This is a new artist, and it's not really typically my genre, but this came out, I think, early on in quarantine. I want to say March or April, something like that. And it is, it's probably my favorite song. It's my absolute favorite song. It's by this young artist. Her name is Jolie Dunn, and it's amazing. The song is called I Wonder What's Inside Your Butthole. It's talk music to me.
I wonder what's inside your butthole. I wonder what's inside your butthole. Maybe there's astronauts and maybe there's aliens all inside your butthole. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know what's inside your butthole. I always want to know what's inside your butthole.
We're so happy to have you guys on because, number one, we adore you. Like, we just love you to pieces. And
we feel the same.
Aw, and we have, like, kind of built our little family with you guys. And I'm just excited to do more things. But because of this whole, like, COVID thing, it's keeping us apart. And I don't like it. So I want to hear more, like, how we each met each other. Angel and I have a cute story. It was on the Flogging Molly cruise 2018.
Yep.
Yeah. And I was in, because that one was crazy. There was music the entire time. And I remember I was walking through all the different music rooms and I was super drunk because that entire one, I was drunk the entire time because it was our first one. And I kept seeing this chick with a shaved head who was so pretty and so cool that I was a little bit afraid of her, just like a little bit. Because she was so cool. Yeah, no, she like was so, so cool. And so I'm standing there and I had my drunk courage and I was like, I'm just going to go tell her how fucking cool she is. And so I walk up and I don't even remember what I said. I was just like, you're so pretty. I love your shaved head. And she was what?
I was trying to tell Angel that I think that you guys met first because we remember all of us meeting on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was like whatever that Sunday, you know, that last day of the cruise day, that first year you guys were on. So that was what, 2018, right?
I remember you guys came up and we were sitting in the cabana chairs And I was like, your tattoo on your thigh. I was like, oh my God, that is so nice. Somebody, what they were doing that did that. And you must have sat really well because it was so good. And that must make you a badass for that. And then you sat down, you were talking to us, and we were so excited. We were like, it's so nervous to talk to people.
It is.
And then, you know, and then you guys sat down and you guys are so cool. And we're like, oh my God. We can maybe see them later.
Oh my, that's what I was thinking. And thank you for saying that, because I do feel like I feel like a rock star for that, because I did sit very well.
You did.
I got the lines and the color done all at once.
That was your first tattoo in a long time.
That was my first tattoo in about 10 years, and it's by far my biggest.
Cool. You can tell you sat still, like. The line work and everything is so nice.
Oh my God. See, this is why I love her. No, but I remember like we were nervous because it was our first year and we didn't know anybody. Right. And we were really drunk and really hungover at the same time.
Right, I saw
Angel after I had talked to her, and she was so nice and so cool. And I was just like, can we sit with you guys? And then we met your son, Duncan, who is also really freaking cool. And it was just
He's pretty cool too.
And it was like, that's where it started. And then Alan's got his rad arm pieces, his tattoos.
It's under my hoodie right now. But
yeah, and that's when I learned that Angel was a tattoo artist, and I still want a tattoo from you.
Like, I know, me too.
It's going to happen.
Me too. That's
she's,
on our list.
She's about to retire.
Well, I can still tattoo. We'll come visit.
Yes, bring your stuff. And then I think I want one of the cute little snails that you've been doing lately. They're so cute.
The snails have made me laugh so hard every day.
They're so cute. The painting that I got from you, isn't that when it started?
Yes, it is when it started. They have pink little cheeks. And I was like, man, that makes me so happy. So I was like, I'm going to just keep drawing
some.
And
then
it just kept going.
Well, and you guys are both artists. So, you guys are both artists. Tell us a little bit about your background and like when you guys met, because you're the cutest couple in the entire world.
Oh man, we met the Coast Guard.
Yeah. I mean, we're retired from the Coast Guard, 2013. We met. She was in the Coast Guard.
We met in '94.
Yeah. Right.
And got married in
97. She got out. I stayed in. She started tattooing.
I
moved us around.
Tattooing art was the only thing I could do because I have a hard time in school. I got to do something in art because that's the only thing I can make money at. So I started tattooing to, you know, help the family.
And she's a wicked good artist.
She's a wicked good artist.
It's one of my favorite things on social media is when I'll log on and I see new art that you've done.
I know, me too.
You're really talented.
You don't understand. She churns this stuff out. Like it's like she'll just go out and she sends me like pictures to like work on for t-shirt ideas. Mm-hmm. And she'll send me like four or five of them. And I'm like, I still got to work on the first one.
Hopefully, like if something big's happening, like when Duncan turned 18 or when he graduated high school, COVID, like, Emotional stuff, I vomit it all over canvas all day long.
Oh my God.
Canvas, whatever.
I don't plan it, I just do it.
I kind of am like that too. That's why we get along so well. Alan knows. I get kind of prolific when I'm feeling something.
It's art therapy.
It is.
I suppose that's probably how it is.
Yeah. The best way to get it out.
Well, and Scott, you do incredible art. You really do.
Well, thank you. It's kind of taken me a little bit to even consider myself an artist because I didn't really. She's been doing it like since I've known her.
Wait, who was that? A dog or a person?
Those are dogs.
Okay.
Yeah. So I kind of held her up to a higher Well, and I still do. Don't get me wrong, but I just never really kind of considered myself in that realm because I was always doing other shit.
Yeah.
You know? So now that I have more time and I'm able to do some more stuff, you know, I'm kind of like, okay, yeah, I got some skills to do some things.
He'll spend hours cutting out stencils.
Oh, the stencils, yeah.
The
yeah.
stencils
hours.
Are so rad.
Yeah.
They are so rad.
No way I could do that. The intricacy, I'm like, oh my God, this shouldn't take that long.
Two completely different styles, which is cool because then that, you know.
Yeah, but
we can compliment each other.
Absolutely. What are the dogs doing? I see things happening off camera. Well, so what did you guys each do in the Coast Guard? I'm curious.
Well, she was a mechanic,
which is badass.
Yeah, I was a bosun mate, which I drove the boat. So it was always kind of the joke. I drove them and broke them, and then she would fix
them. We were at the same station.
No. Oh my God, there's a very large dog impeding on the camera, and I want to cuddle him.
I was like, if I'm going to be in the military, I want to learn stuff.
All right, lie down then.
So I don't learn stuff. So I learned the mechanics stuff.
I think that's rad because I grew up with two mechanics, but the
that's so cool.
But the thing was, girls don't do that, so they wouldn't show me. And so I'm jealous.
That's what's always cool about her because, you know, among other stereotypical stuff that we get, you know, thrust upon us just from having tattoos or whatever, it's usually like, you know, I'm supposed to know about cars because I'm the dude. He knows all about the cars. So then, you know, there's that whole thing.
That's awesome.
That's okay. We've got pictures of her. I'm holding oil pans and she's under there getting dirty and shit.
I think I saw one.
Sure, being a girl in the Coast Guard doing that. Right.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
It's easier now, but not then.
I can't imagine.
Well, what was that like? What kind of stuff did you run into?
Yeah, I want to hear stories.
Well, we did search and rescue. So we were both at search and rescue units. So my job was to make sure the boat didn't break down when we went out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you did other stuff too. You were part of the boarding teams. You carried guns. Yeah, you did all that
Hell
stuff.
Yeah.
That stuff was boring. Oh.
You guys went
bothering people.
Yeah, so you went and rescued people. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's
You're
one
so
of those
humble.
Things.
So humble.
Well, you kind of had to be, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we were in New York when 9/11 happened.
Scott, he helped with the cleanup.
No,
holy shit.
When we were both in I was in Manasquan, New Jersey. She was at Sandy Hook. So that's how we kind of knew each other. But what was that flight? The flight 800?
Yeah, it was a passenger
the big airplane that, mm-hmm. that crashed off in New York.
Mm-hmm.
We had to kind of address that stuff. So, like, there's a bunch of stuff that you're like, you know.
People jumping off bridges, you know.
Right,
that kind of stuff.
Right.
So you guys,
gnarly stuff.
You guys have seen some things. Essentially, you've seen some things. So wait, with search and rescue, did you have to have EMT training?
Yeah.
Ah, I'm trying to think.
It depended on what you were doing. I mean, you know, you didn't. Not everybody on the boat had to, but mm-hmm. you had to have an EMT on the boat if we were going to go out there to, you know.
Just enough to keep the person together till you got to land.
Right.
Still badass.
Right.
So, I mean, this is kind of jumping ahead in the story a little bit, but now, I mean, the shop you guys have now is Mattersville, and you can find it online, mattersvilleshop.com.
Best shop.
And
yes,
it is,
yes,
like, it is, like, that we buy shit from you guys constantly.
Constantly.
Yes, you guys are one of our good supporters.
Yeah,
thank you very
so much.
The stuff you guys do is so fucking cool, and we just can't get enough of it.
And Angel has her art shop. What's
yeah.
It?
Yeah.
I don't have the address.
We're in the middle of trying to...
Figure out
get it all together.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like she doesn't want a tattoo anymore. So this is all we're going to focus on. So we're going to get, you know, we'll have some more t-shirt stuff going on, some more art stuff, and just kind of figure out how to, you know.
Oh, those are our favorite t-shirts, especially lately when I wear the gratitude t-shirt. It makes me feel better just by putting it on.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to say is one of the things you guys are really big on is PMA. And I wonder, did that develop from seeing all this horrific shit in the Coast Guard and having to deal with all these huge events? I mean, did you have to have something like that to cope?
Man, you know. Huh.
Man, you're smart.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's a good question. That's a good interviewer right there.
Yeah.
You.
Bonus point. Look at Alan.
I'm just good at reading into shit.
And people have asked me, PMA is positive mental attitude.
Yeah.
Just in case for the people who don't know.
I suppose it's one of those things that if you look back on it, then I suppose you couldn't deny that you would have to have that, you know, like I think it is something that's probably ingrained in you at some point. But we weren't really aware of it necessarily as far as, you know, we kind of knew a PMA, we knew a PMA through Bad Brains and, you know, but it was still kind of on just kind of the surface. Like we didn't really delve into, because there's a whole, you know, there's a whole thing with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Napoleon Hill wrote this book about it, like, you know, a long time ago. That's where Bad Brains got it anyway. So looking back, absolutely. I mean, that's probably why it kind of carried us to this point, was that, you know, that PMA, you know.
And, you know, we want our stuff, you know, what you put out there, you want it to be, make it better.
Yeah.
You want it better.
Right. We're trying to, right.
Right, right.
So, it's funny because it's PMA and then I've got my girl feminist stuff. So
which
it's
is
kind of like an opposite kind of thing.
No, but I love it because
no, it's,
I have nieces who are badass chicks. And yeah. that's like, whenever I get the patches, that's who I give it to, because I want them to understand that they're badass, you know, like, and I love the message that you have with it. So,
well, yeah, we gotta be good to each other and mm-hmm. make sure we're safe and badass.
And mm-hmm. I don't think that they can. I mean, that's why we're trying to kind of focus some stuff. I mean, you know, you can still have the, you know, we try to do some feminist stuff or try to do some, I don't know, whatever, like, you know, pro Black Lives Matter stuff or mm-hmm.
just help,
you know, anti-sexism, like anti-hate kind of shit too. Like, we want to try to do that stuff too. So we're just trying to.
And it's been so cool because we've been able to, like with the Father's Day shirt, we've been able to like donate.
Yeah.
And since right. we can't like get money, we can make these shirts and everyone can help us raise money.
That's cool. What Alan got for Father's Day.
I did.
For
she
me.
Gave, I wanted to tell you guys. So she gave it to me early.
I did. I couldn't wait.
It is fucking awesome. I wore it for 3 days straight. I didn't take it off.
I'm so proud of that one.
It is like, it's like, it is probably.
Exploited rocks.
Yes.
Yeah. It's probably my favorite shirt that I own right now. Like,
it is.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's
thanks.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I was
really
so happy.
On that one. He
and
worked on that one.
The Eagle shirt, is it free from negativity? Is
yeah.
It?
Oh, yeah.
He has worn that one out. And then I eventually, yeah. When we buy shirts, we're the same size. And so the premise is that we're going to share. But then
I just right. steal them.
It doesn't ever happen.
No, I just steal them
he
all.
He wasn't going to give that one up. So I ordered my own of that one and the gratitude
the
one.
The gratitude one's
there
awesome.
There was no
too.
Way yeah. he was going to give those shirts up. And so I just ordered my own. But the cutest thing ever is that you guys always include some lavender, which I'm sure is that from your yard?
I have nothing to do with
it. I love it.
Out of the garage.
Uh-huh. Oh, right. She doesn't want, like, you know, musty smells or whatever kind of stuff, you know.
You know, it's the garage. You don't know. It might smell like spray paint. So it's like, if I put that in there, you know, it'll be good to go.
Oh, I love it. I take those out and I just smell them and I put them in my, like, little dresser drawers because then it smells yeah. like lavender when I open them up.
There you go.
Oh, it's perfect.
It's so cute.
It's an extra gift.
It's so cute. With Angel and I, we're very supportive of each other. And yes. we tend to send each other just random gift packages, which I'm also, as we were talking, I'm like, I have ideas. So, and have you guys felt like doing Mattersville has been like, you know, you brought a lot of people together? Because it seems like especially people from the cruise are very supportive of you guys.
Yeah, it is. It's still hard to tell because we're just so small.
Yeah.
There's a sea of T-shirts and, you know, artwork.
But our big supporters are people from the
right.
cruise, mm-hmm. which I'm so grateful for.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You were still trying to find our other tribe or outside the boat, you know? Mm-hmm.
Well, or locally. It's
yeah.
hard to find, you know, locally. We got nobody.
And where are you guys at? You're in North Carolina?
Yeah.
And how is that?
We're about an hour, about 30 minutes away from the beach.
That's
Morehead
awesome.
City, Atlantic Beach.
So
which
you
we never go to.
Yeah, we don't ever go.
So
we were Coast Guard. We were on the water like our whole life. So we don't
you're
care
like,
about
nah.
Beach.
Well, so
about sand yeah. and hot and tons
right.
of people.
Dude, it's not my okay. thing either. Like, it's the same thing. I like
right,
the water,
right.
but that's about it.
I know. I don't like people. I don't like getting sunburned because I'm very pale and it happens. So you guys said that you moved around a lot. So where are some of the other places that you lived?
Staten Island.
Ah.
Well, Alaska.
New Jersey. Detroit. That's how... That's how we got into Suicide Machines.
Yeah.
Saw them a bunch when we were in Detroit. And then Staten Island, Washington yeah. State, and Alaska, and then here
and
in North Carolina.
Where's Holy been your shit. Favorite place?
That one's hard. I love Alaska.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Alaska. See, I hated Alaska, but I was like patrolling the Bering Sea, and I was following the Deadliest Catch dudes out there.
No way!
That was just never any fun.
Yeah, he had to work, and I was.
She got to see all the cool shit and scuba dive. And
oh hell yeah!
Feed yeah. eagles on the fucking back deck. And, you know, pet humpback whales and shit. She got to do all that stuff. I didn't get to do all that stuff.
I wish you
I
guys.
Get to scuba dive, but.
I say I wish you guys could see Angel's like big smile when he was saying all that. That was.
Yeah, but on the flip side, though, I did get to see a bunch of cool shit that she
yeah.
will never get to see either.
She
like
see
just going out in the
whales.
Water and being yeah. in some. Codes and seeing some really cool shit. So some of that kind of made up for it, but
she never
I would
camera.
Never say, yeah, she hated me. She even bought me a camera before, like
you
patrols,
take photos.
And I would never take pictures. But but like looking back on it, I did like Alaska, and I wish that, you know, I could go back and like enjoy it. Like, I don't necessarily think I enjoyed it so much when we were there. So I guess it kind of depends. Like, we really like in New Jersey, but that was kind of like that snapshot in our life. Like, I don't know that we would like New Jersey now necessarily.
Yeah, we were young going seeing bands and stuff.
Right.
Yeah,
we were like all sense. About partying and all that stuff. And then we had Duncan in Staten Island. So we have a soft spot in our heart for Staten Island, but the same thing. It's like, you know, so each of our spots have kind of been favorite in our own respect.
Yeah.
If that makes
times
sense.
Of your life.
It makes sense.
Having said all that, we don't like it here.
I was just going to ask that. That. Okay.
We don't like it in where we live now.
We've been here too long.
And so
maybe that's it.
Is there a music scene there? Is there an art scene?
There is, but they're 2 hours away on each side.
Oh, right. Yes, there's a scene, but yes. So 2 hours away in Wilmington, there's a scene. 2 hours away in Raleigh, there's a scene. And Charlotte's probably like 5 hours away from us.
Oh, damn.
Asheville,
oh,
fuck. That's like six, I think.
So you're kind of like in the
right.
middle.
Oh, right. Asheville, I think, is probably closer to six, right?
So where would you guys want to go next?
Dude, I spend my time on Zillow just picking space. What a house costs and where I could go.
Yeah.
And ultimately, we like to blame it on our son because... You know, we're trying to kind of figure out what he wants to do, but you know,
kids, man.
No, it's not his thing. It's our thing. We just got to figure out where we want to go.
Yeah, I know, because he's graduated from high school. He's
19. Yeah, he's doing college now. Yeah,
what? Is he doing college there?
Yeah, he's going to the community college here, and then COVID fucked that all up. Yeah. You know?
And it went online, and we're dyslexic, so that like put a super damper on school.
That's hard.
So that took him down. So, but he didn't give up. He's been in class right now.
Good
yeah,
for him.
He's doing summer stuff right now, right?
He really wants to get in. He wants to do film.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, nice.
I'm like, we have a film person.
Dude, get through these 2 years.
Are you
years.
A film dude, Alan?
Yeah, that's my day job.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Editing, mainly editing. I mainly do post-production, but
he does incredible editing. And he doesn't give himself enough credit because he is very good with when he does film and does all the stuff I've seen him work on. He's very good. So, hey, maybe you could mentor.
Yeah. I mean, anything, if he needs if he has any questions, anything like that, you know, we're always here for sure.
Yeah, for sure. We'll definitely reach out for you.
He'll find you.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man.
Well, I told him, I was like, dude, just get through these 2 years of crappy classes that you struggle
what you
with.
Do.
And then you'll be in film class.
Once you get into the film classes, like that's when it's...
And you'll blossom.
That's when it's fun, when you actually get into the film classes.
Alan usually talks about how like that was one of the highlights of...
Oh, I love going to school. I love going to film school. That was my favorite.
He loved it.
And I was going to shitty... for-profit college, like scummy film program, and it was still like one of the highlights
still
of my
in
life.
It. That's like awesome.
Yeah.
And he does the podcast he's doing tonight is with his previous teacher.
Yeah, he's my teacher. Yeah, so
right on, man.
Yep, so it's
Are you nervous?
No, we've been doing it for a while now. He let me jump on board and hijack it.
It's like it's very. So I was on one of their episodes, and I was actually very nervous for that because they're very highbrow. They're very like well educated in this stuff. So when I came on, I was like, oh, I really like this movie, and it was like I felt bad because they're like critiquing it, and I'm like, but I like it. Like I.
Now, all you have to do is you just act like you're smart. You don't have to be smart.
Do
you
that.
Just act like
I'm just me.
That's true, man.
It could
That's
be true. Smart or not smart. It could go either way. I was just like, this is my favorite movie in the entire world. Podcast.
That's nice of you.
And
that's
I think it's rad. Oh my God, I would kill to have a podcast with one of my mentors. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is cool.
So, well, at least he's not in third grade because I have a third grader trying to teach him. Like, trying to teach fucking school is like these teachers.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, it's one thing if you got, if you got an older kid and you maybe have to deal with a little bit of high school as a homeschool teacher now all of a sudden.
Right.
I
got a third grader.
It's rough,
I can't
man.
Even do old math.
Oh, I can't either.
Right, I can't.
I suck
don't know what
at
the
math,
hell.
And I don't know how to answer those.
Well, especially imagine being a teacher with 20, 25 kids in your class. Like that'd be a nightmare.
The poor teachers got thrown into and like they're trying to figure out a way to make it easier, and then parents are trying to. It's like really brutal.
But there is something to be said about like I hope they had like a deep, hearty, like evil laugh when all this happened and people had to take their kids back. I really do. Because, because
yeah, I know, right.
Like, you fuckers, yeah. You're always complaining and bitching to me. Oh, and now,
and that's I'm like, whatever you guys want, you guys can have whatever you want. I love you so much. Don't ever leave ever again.
Teachers are gonna love you. You can have all the
money. That's what they're, you'd think that everybody'd be like, you can have all the money you want. You can take all of the money. You can take it from the athletes. You can take it from
take
whoever
it
makes all the money.
Defund the police.
We don't want our kids at home anymore.
No.
Exactly.
And see, and I work in education, and I used to teach an after school art program. And it had 25 kids. And it was like, I think it was second or third graders. Now I can't remember. It was a few years ago. There's one kid you freaking love too much and you can't show how much you love them.
Yes.
And then there's usually two to three that are real pain in the ass. And there's usually one that has ADHD and you just have to have extra things for them to do because they're going to get done fast. And that doesn't mean they're a bad kid. They're just quick. And so, and then there's always that one kid that's got to be a little shit. And like...
Yeah.
I remember I did that for about a year and a half, and that was an after-school program. It wasn't even a full program. And I'm like, teachers are badass, man. I can't do it.
I substituted for a month in Alaska because a lot of the people there have summer jobs as well, the teachers, and one went longer. So they asked if I would sub, and it was all day, and it was like that. And it's like, hey, let's like get it everywhere.
Yeah.
And then there'd be those kids that are like, not creative because they're intellectual, and you're like, what do you mean you don't have these? Or you have these people like, I don't know how to do that. And I'm like, what do you mean? Just get out there.
Well, see, and I always felt bad because I had this one girl who was my absolute favorite. She's so creative, and I had to act like she wasn't my favorite. It was so hard. It was so hard.
So what you're saying is teachers really do have favorites.
They do. Angel, did you have?
I fucking knew
it. Did you have a favorite?
I had all classes.
Duncan was in her class. So Duncan was
her
favorite.
I had like kindergarten to like fifth grade.
Uh-huh.
So I was just stressed out the whole time that I was ruining their lives.
They were like,
did I
say
something that you're going to think about when you're 30 and it ruined your life?
Right.
I think that a lot about Allie now. Oh my God.
It's tough, man. It's tough. But let's get back into into kind of your guys' story. So you guys, you got married in 97.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Moved around a lot. When did you guys decide to start up Mattersville and get into the creative endeavors?
He's addicted to t-shirts as well as I am, but he's super band strip t-shirts up the yang. And we always bought shirts and we were kind of like wanting to make our own. And then I bought that you remember like Michael's had a little screen printing machine?
Yes,
like,
I do. I was coveting it. I always wanted to get it and I never got it.
So I bought it and it worked pretty good for a bit. But then I tattooed this woman that became a friend named Julie, and she was a screen printer. So I would pick her brain. And when she moved, I traded a tattoo for this beast we have out there, the screen printing machine, which is like, it's a six arm, I think, but it's like, looks like it's industrial and was in like some military like installation. Like this thing is a beast. So we brought it home and then it's been trial or error. Like we've learned a lot of mistakes.
Uh-huh.
And we text her like, what do we do?
Uh-huh.
How do we do this? So, oh my God, it was so like stressful. I don't know. I haven't done much of it because I've been tattooing, but when I quit, he's going to show me how to help so I can help him out.
With what? With the shirts?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
With the shirts. I heard her laughing about my shirt addiction.
We also have this addiction. We are also afflicted.
Yeah.
I always thought that screen printing, I always just assumed it was like just an easy thing, you know, like a push button thing.
Yeah,
but the more
we did too.
The more I learned about the you do thing
we had, it was just a nightmare as far as my quality of shirts wanted to go. Like, I guess if you wanted to make your mom a shirt that said I love you, you put the rose on it, then that's cool. But
he is so picky. Like, he showed me shirts. I'm like, there's nothing wrong. He's like, there's like this little area. I'm like, no one sees that.
I would still wear it because I'm probably going to get paint on it. I'm probably going to spill something on it. I'll probably get hair dye on it.
And then sometimes when we get shirts from other bands, we look at it and it's not even straight. So I'm like, dude.
Oh, no. I have a few of those.
It's amazing how many... bands have shitty merch, like shittily printed merch.
The worst is when you put on a shirt and it's too tight around your neck.
Well, see, then that's the other trick, is trying to find a good, relatively cheap shirt that's a good, you know, that people aren't complaining like this is a shitty shirt. So we're trying to kind of figure in that too, where it's like, well, maybe we should make our shirts a little bit better.
Then we have to charge a little more.
Well, which is
fine. I don't know if that's necessarily true at this point, but but anyway, I'm just saying, like, that's what we're trying to figure it out, you know?
Well, the Free From Negativity shirts are super soft.
Those are like the perfect shirts.
They're perfect.
Yeah.
Are they now? Was it the baseball shirt?
I like the. Do you have?
I don't have the baseball. I just have
the
t-shirt.
Baseball shirt. Alan has a t-shirt.
Do you like the baseball?
Yes, I love
it. Soft one.
Yes, I love it.
That's the softer one.
Yeah.
The white t-shirt, I think, is just kind of like what, it's just a regular Gildan shirt, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the gratitude one is, I think it's a Gildan shirt, Bella, and I love that one.
Yeah, no, it was a Bella, I think.
Oh,
I think
okay, that was just kidding, Bella.
We're still
Bella Gambit. Bella Gambit.
We're still trying out shirts to see the best way to go.
Yeah.
Forget about girl shirts. They girl charge shirts. You twice as much just to get a shirt.
And they're all over the place with the sizing.
Oh my God.
Well, and I've learned this too. She's been teaching me about girl shirts because, like, you know, if you get girl shirts are already kind of tailored, right?
Yeah.
Some are tailored. And
but the tailors aren't all right for everybody.
No,
so right. Like, you've got to.
Right.
No, because sometimes they're cap sleeves, which is ridiculous.
Who knew that all women's bodies were different?
No.
I don't know. We just figured that out tonight.
Well, that's why, like, I just buy unisex shirts. Like, I gave up. Because it's not worth it. And then,
right, that's what she, right. So then that's what she was saying. So we want to find a decent shirt you did.
I found one that's like a men's shirt, but it doesn't have the big armholes, you know? So
it's
fit more like for us.
Yeah.
You know, because some girl shirts, like the neck's all stretched out.
Yep.
It's tied around the waist.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's that material that clings to the muffin tops.
Yep.
Or your boobs are too big.
Yep.
Or too tight.
Or like,
hey,
no,
Alan,
no, it's
Alan,
ridiculous.
Dude, any of these things, like, I have never given a shit about a shirt like to that degree. Like, well, I've just been like, if it's a cool fucking picture on it.
Yeah, that's all that matters to me, man.
Like,
yep.
Then that's it. I don't give a shit.
Well, yep.
If I only wear it once a year or once every 5 years,
right,
or once
right.
when I'm, who cares? Like, I didn't care.
But see, Angel.
But I wear the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
I used to wear the fitted shirts when I was little, but then I've hit middle age, and now I have severe muffin top. And that's like,
yeah.
like
nobody wants a clinging muffin top shirt.
No. And like, plus, like you were saying, like, you don't want your armpit showing. Like, it's ridiculous.
So I found a shirt. It's like called a boyfriend shirt. So it's like the men's, but it's a little tighter around the armpits.
See, I just want to, show you guys that ladies' lives are a lot more complicated because there's a lot going on, and it's very frustrating because we got to have makeup. We got to have our hair done. Our shirts are weird. We have to worry about.
Hey, sister, I hear you. I mean, I get it. I'm with you. You're preaching to the choir. I mean, we're not the same sex choir, but, you know, we're still part of the choir.
Band merch never really has a lot of girl stuff.
Well, okay, then I'm curious. What are things that men worry about?
Oh, like nothing.
No.
With shirts? Nothing.
Yeah.
Do you ever worry that it's clinging weird or fitting weird or showing a gut?
The only thing I don't like is when it's too tight around my neck.
There might be one where I'll get if it's like you can tell like if it's a shitty shirt or not, you know, or if it's too thin, or maybe you're not into thin shirts, or it's too thick or whatever. Like, you can kind of tell that, but even that's like, I don't care.
We can make it work. Yeah.
Just have it so easy.
Right. And if it doesn't fit, I'll cut it and I'll make a patch out of it and put it on something else.
Yeah.
Actually,
exactly.
I've been doing that more often, or I save it because I've been meaning to make a blanket and it's on my to-do list.
I have one I've been working on for Duncan.
Oh, yeah, right.
I've been cutting squares for him when he gets out of the house.
I know.
Which hopefully will be when he's 40.
Well, you were saying that it's been a little bit hard now that he's growing up. Like,
no.
Well, because the last cruise, we kept saying, like, where's Duncan? And you're like, he's off doing things with girls.
Yeah, he was with a girl. Yeah. He met a girl. So what do you think he was doing?
He was having fun.
He wasn't hanging out with mom and dad, I'll tell you that.
Yes, right. He was having fun in a respectful manner, of course. But he was with her the entire time.
Well, like, it was the cutest thing because I ran into you guys and Angel's like, I'm actually drunk because now apparently I can drink.
This was the first year she could relax. Like, you know, I think every year on the cruise, we've kind of been able to relax a little bit more, but it's always been kind of centered more around him because, you know, he's been in our peripheral. I mean, he still is, but.
Mm-hmm. But he was younger, you know?
Yeah.
You had to make sure that, you know.
You know, he didn't have any other friends because everyone's older.
Yeah.
Does he enjoy going to shows? I mean, has he always kind of liked the scene and being a part of it with you guys?
Yeah. I'm going to say yes. I mean, it's hard because, you know, it's not like he's in on like the shows that are happening around or whatever. So if we tell him there's something going on, then he's into it and he's down. He's not like, I don't want to go see Less Than Jake, Dad. No, I don't want to go. You know, he's never been like that.
Right. Yeah.
He's into the skateboarding.
He loves the skateboarding and, you know.
That was cool.
So he loves seeing all the skaters, like all the pro skaters that he's, you know, that go on the cruise. He loves seeing that stuff.
I almost wished I would have known more about it because I was actually way into skating and BMX a long time ago. And when we went up on the top of the ship, there was nobody there. I wish I knew more about it so I could go and meet these people because.
Oh, yeah. They have it. I don't know. They had it kind of, throughout their schedules or whatever.
It was less noticeable.
Right. Well, and they kind of have it out of the way, too.
Yeah, it was way.
It was
like,
on the very top of the ship, wasn't it?
It's not like it was hard to.
It was. This last year it was up there. Yeah.
It was difficult to stumble upon it, which is kind of weird.
And it was weird because the first year that we went, 2018, it was like you were just falling into so many things all at once. It was everything at once.
Right.
And I remember that we were just running from place to place because.
Yes.
It was just so much going on. But I will say that one, the ship was quite disgusting. The bathrooms
in 2018?
Bathrooms were
like that was back on the Norwegian, wasn't it?
Yeah.
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 Okay. Because we've been on like, but it flip flopped every year for when we've been on it. So I couldn't remember what it was. So that was the Norwegian cruise. And now it's just all on Royal Caribbean, right?
Yeah.
Supposed to be.
You guys are going to be doing art for what you're doing
for
a living, which is freaking rad. I look up to that because I went to school for art. I was an independent artist for a while. I got tired of not having insurance and having a regular paycheck. And I got tired of people telling me what to do, which I really struggle with. So I got a day job just to pay for things. But
well, that's how tattooing was.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing everything for someone else, and then you're coming home working so much on other people's stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I've been really blessed with everyone that let me tattoo them and you know, supporting, you know, us and his job and stuff. But, yeah, I am really nervous about it, but I've worked really hard to get some stuff out there. So I've gotten some commissions and stuff, and we've gotten some stuff come up.
And you guys are going to be doing murals and different things. I did see a post about that, which I cannot wait to see some of the ones that you guys are going to do because.
Well, you know.
Which one are you talking about?
There's one that we're not sure about yet, but we're pretty much putting out there. Do you want us to do anything? Let me know.
Yes. Yeah. If you guys need murals in North Carolina, please hit them up. And also, you guys did some beautiful stained glass, custom stained glass that was absolutely gorgeous. And
yeah, thank you. We still dabble in that too. I mean,
it took a break during COVID because it was hard to get stuff.
Yeah, I would imagine that getting supplies would be difficult.
So he has a really cool David Bowie.
Yeah, well, I did a David Bowie that I'm sure, I don't know, I think I'm sure we posted at some point. It wasn't great. Like, we weren't happy. I wasn't really happy with it. Now we got this one that's pretty, it's cut pretty good.
Well, we did that one when it was over our heads.
Uh-huh.
Now we're ready.
Oh, I think that's rad because you guys have been dabbling in different, like, multimedia because you're doing shirts, You're doing stained glass. You're doing murals. You're doing spray painting with the with the cutouts. And then Angel does tattoos. She does painting. And so you guys are kind of all over the place, which is great.
Exactly. We're all over the place.
We're trying to find ourselves.
We're trying to focus.
But it's good. No,
you
got to
diversify.
Good. That opens up you like that opens you up for commissions all over the place, which I think is great.
Hopefully. No, this is true. Right.
Honestly, if I was ridiculously rich, but I'm not because I work in education, but I would have you guys come to like do a mural on our wall. I would fucking love that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I would love that.
I want to hear
the future that you can be rich and you can send us out there.
Oh yeah.
I gotta fly us out there. Well, I'll buy spray paint.
Well, I keep thinking.
Save us a couple bucks there.
In downtown Salt Lake. Yeah.
I'll absorb some of the costs. I'll pick up a couple pants and Krylon or something.
You're like, I brought gloves. It's cool. I wore a mask. I had like invested $5. But the Gateway downtown has a lot of independent artists coming to do murals. And so I wonder if, I don't know. Let me look into that. Maybe you guys could.
All right, yeah.
Let me look into it. I'll look into it for sure.
You look into it. You look into whatever you got to look into.
Well, and I love
murals. I didn't know you went to art school. I have a lot of questions. I'll be texting you throughout.
Yes, please do. Yeah, because it's funny.
Yeah, we've learned something about you guys as well.
I know. Well, Alan and I both have like our backgrounds because Alan's day job is film. My day job is...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, my day job's education, but it used to be being an independent artist. It was just, it was too hard doing that. And I tend to...
It still is too hard.
It's too hard.
Right? I mean,
people want everything for nothing. They want it all for nothing.
Well, yeah, not everyone has money to, you know, pay for art, and they don't understand, like before we did stained glass, I didn't understand why it was so expensive, but... As we do it, I totally understand.
You get it.
Stained glass is expensive. And it's...
Or pottery. I didn't realize... I've learned a lot about pottery through my friend Chrissy, and I'm like, wow, that's why stuff is what it is, because it's like a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, and it's a lot of work. And the hardest part for me, and I don't know if you guys struggle with this, when I was an independent artist was what my cost was. I had such a hard time.
I hate pricing shit.
Alan's got to struggle with this because when you have to decide what your hourly rate is, I don't know.
Basically saying, what am I worth?
And I'm like, it's the whole like imposter syndrome of, am I really this good to ask this much for this? And
No, you're right.
Or you want to be like, hey, what would you pay for?
Yeah,
or
exactly.
What do you pay for it like other ways?
Throw
like,
out an offer.
Maybe we'll cut you a deal or something.
Well, and I found
that is tough.
I found that
like,
I was
you
doing.
You want to sell it,
yes.
But you need to make money.
And
to
it's
add cable or whatever.
It's hard to ask for it.
Well, especially as artists. Yeah. Artists aren't. Business people.
No, we're not.
You
know? We're creative.
Right. Well, that's the whole. That's the thing, right?
So you're asking someone to build a business around their passion, and it's like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
Right. No, it's like,
social
tell me.
Media is the worst. It's so hard to keep up with that.
Yeah. Well, and I would imagine that deciding what your hourly rate as a tattoo artist would be hard, but I guess you would just go with the standard. But if you're one of the...
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah.
Right, but there's not a standard for all of these things, right?
How long...
It's hard because then you have friends and you're like, but I need to make a certain amount. And tattoos are expensive, but you don't realize like half of that or whatever goes to the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to have supplies. Mm-hmm. And then you pay your taxes on it. So at the end of it, you need some of it.
Well, and being an artist, I'm sure Alan knows this, the taxes are, I had no idea how high it would be. And I remember my first year of, I was doing merchandise photography, and then I was doing I was selling and I was consigned in a whole bunch of shops. And I got my first year of taxes. And I was like, I owe you how much? Like it was ridiculous.
I have a bookkeeper. I don't even know numbers. I tell her every 3 months what I did, and she says either pay it or don't. I have no idea what any of it is. But I do notice, like, I feel like I'm paying as much in as I'm, like, buying supplies.
Yes, and it gets hard. It's hard to be independent. Like, Alan can speak to that because he does a lot of independent work.
It sucks. Like, you think it's going to be fun and glamorous and... You know,
no, right? You got to put the work in.
You
That's
really
right.
have to. Yeah, you really have to. How long have you been tattooing? I know you're winding it down, but.
Oh, yeah. 22 years.
That's so holy awesome. Shit. Yeah.
I was telling her she needed to have some kind of thing, a proper send-off or something. No. She's like,
I mean, she hasn't been at the same spot for 20 years,
but yeah, she's been tattooed for 20 years. I mean, I was in the Coast Guard for 20 years, and I got a pension from it. I mean, she's not going to get shit from it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, monetarily is
yeah,
right, right.
Well, and good tattoo artists are very hard to come by. And Angel, you're an amazing artist.
Thank you. It's hard to get older as you tattoo because
my eyes are gone.
I'd rather go out on a high, mm-hmm. and then I can guest spot, and then I'm that first needs to stop.
Well, I always ask every time I go get tattooed. I always ask my artist. You know, my artist is kind of, he's a grumpy dude. He's a grump. So he has no problem telling me stories, but I always ask about like the craziest stories of either tattoos people have got or clients they've had, or do you have anything that sticks out? That's 22 years worth.
Yeah, I know.
Right on the spot.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some stuff I don't want to say out loud.
That's fine.
I have to
text you.
Yeah.
Yeah, text us. I want to hear. I would imagine that it would
be recorded, people.
I know. It would be hard to deal with people.
That's what I think.
I can't remember what I did yesterday, so
yeah.
I can't remember.
Well, I think it would be hard because as somebody who gets tattooed, like sometimes there was one artist I was working with and he came back with a design and I was like, no. And I felt bad, but also it's a weird stress to be like.
No. Oh, yeah. No, it's hard for people to say what they want, but you want people to say that because you don't want them to put something on them that they hate, and then they go out and they have a terrible idea or feeling about what just happened, and it ruins their life.
Well, in like my very first tattoo, so I have a good and bad feeling about it because my very first tattoo is when I turned 18. My dad, who was in the Navy, I would always draw my arms, and he was like, you know, I never got a tattoo. We should go get a tattoo because my dad's kind of a wild man. And so I turned 18, we both went together to get tattoos. And the plan was to get a star that was about the size of a quarter on my shoulder. Oh, it turned out much bigger and not really what I wanted. But it's still sweet to me because I got it with my dad and he got a tattoo too. But I don't like the tattoo. It was way bigger than I wanted. The guy wasn't listening to me. And so that's why, like, I still want to get it redone, but I told my dad, I'm like, you're going to have to come with me because this is sentimental to me. I don't like this tattoo anymore, but you got to come with me. That's what I'm saying. Like, a good tattoo artist is hard to come by. Some people don't listen.
You can usually feel like if someone doesn't like it, or you can feel like what someone wants, you know, like how they are. You don't, if you're a girl, you don't want something crazy. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of artists that'll just do whatever, but it's on there forever and you're paying good money for it. So you want to get what makes you feel better.
Yeah. Well, and I think like for me, for the big tattoo I have on my leg, I don't know if you knew this, but I got it because I had gotten attacked by a dog and my leg was super messed up. And I got sick of people asking me about it. And to get my leg fixed cost way more than to have a tattoo put over it. So I just got a tattoo over it. And
I think I remember you telling me that.
Yeah. And it was hard because I have nerve damage over it. So getting a tattoo over it was a whole new experience. Because when you get tattoo over nerve damage, it's weird. So I think about the women.
Yeah, it can feel worse or feel a little better. I bet it is weird.
It felt like fire. It felt like super, like right where the dog bite was, it felt like fire. Everything else is, I can sit really well for a tattoo. I don't like the next 2 days. The next two days are the worst. Sitting for
have
the tattoo.
Have you gotten the film over it yet? The Saniderm or skin armor yet?
So I got my feet done and she put the Saniderm.
She screwed that up. Yeah. I've done the second skin before and I loved it. Loved it.
I got my feet done by this amazing artist and she seemed kind of unsure about it and she put it right on right after she finished the tattoo.
Yeah.
And I ended up being allergic to it and I got a really bad reaction to it and it sucked because feet are really hard to start with.
Was that the only time you'd had it before?
Yes. I haven't put on anything, but I have super sensitive skin. So
are
I don't.
Are you allergic to Band-Aids?
What was that?
Are you allergic to Band-Aids?
Yes. I struggle with Band-Aids. Yeah.
Then don't do it.
Yeah, and so I'm all about the, you know.
Wait, she did it already.
I'm all about Aquaphor. Give me Aquaphor, I'll be great. But, like, yeah, I can sit well for that. Feet, I sat well for it, but it, like, bad reactions because
you can't do it.
No, I can't do it. But Alan did it, but I screwed up. Oh my God.
Oh, my Misfits one.
Oh, he got his leg tattoo done and it's beautiful. And we decided to go on this like fun weekend. He's like, you just got to put this on. And I was like super nervous and I put it on wrong. And I tried to pull it up.
It was, yeah, I was like yanking a freshly inked tattoo.
How long did you leave it on for?
It was, I don't know. I can't remember exactly what happened.
What happened was I started to put it down and it was wrong.
It was put on the wrong way or something,
it
right?
It was put on the wrong way.
You had the sticky, I don't know, you had the bad side on, right?
Yeah.
And it just immediately stuck to it.
Yep. Yeah, and that was
and he was screaming and I still have PTSD from it and I will never put that stuff on him again. And I still remember on his arm I didn't do it very well either.
The arm was great. The arm like that healed up perfectly.
Don't let Jess put anything.
No, don't. It's because I'm too
that stuff is great if you put it on and leave it on and take it off, it's all healed.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's just I care that I'm hurting him. He's like the first person I've cared that I'm hurting or not, because I work in healthcare now. And I'm like, this is good for you. But for him, I'm like, oh my God, I can't do it. And so it's more I was like jumpy. But he has gotten some beautiful tattoos on his arms. And like as soon as things open back up and it's more safe, like
the plan is. Yeah, I'm dying. I'm itching.
The plan is to get covered.
Yeah.
We opened up 2 weeks ago. Busy, but I'm sure it's going to slow down. But we go in. We all get our temperatures taken. There's like plastic barriers everywhere. They have to like get their temperatures taken and sign all these waivers and Purell and wash their hands. And I have to wear a mask and they have to wear a mask, and wearing the mask is so hard. Yeah. It's hot. I can't focus already. And like with that on, and then my air's fogging up my glasses. My eyes burn from my hot breath.
Uh-huh. There's so many things. We were actually talking about that because Utah has just jumped, and I think they're almost going to make it a law to wear a mask, I hope, because our cases have jumped so much.
Us too.
Everybody has. Nobody's wearing a mask.
Yeah, same here. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And then,
and it's very aggressive too.
Like, they get mad at you.
Is it aggressive there too? Because I got screamed at a Target for wearing a mask, and I was like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I'm like, I'm doing it for you. I'm trying to show respect. Yeah, exactly. And they're like, you're like bullying me because I'm not wearing one. I don't care. Just let me buy my drinks.
Just let me get this and leave. No, and I was telling Alan the other day that I actually kind of struggle with the mask because it makes me claustrophobic.
Yeah, I had someone say that today. I just can't breathe.
It sucks. It sucks to breathe in them. Like, you know, I mean, it sucks to wear them, but.
And then you're having a conversation in it and you're breathing your own breath.
Oh, God.
You're breathing all heavy like you're out of shape.
It's made me so acutely aware of how bad my breath is all the time.
No, the rule is you got to have mints. You got to have gum.
You got to.
I think the first time he went to wear a mask, I said, don't forget to chew some gum. And then later he's like, I should have chewed gum. I like was killing myself the entire time. To me, I'm like, I went into work for the first time because I work at a hospital, and I felt like I had to burn my clothes because other people.
Oh yeah, no, you're probably insane. Like when you like to get clean and feel clean. Yeah.
Every time we go to the store and come back, we start going, "Does my throat hurt?"
Right.
Yeah.
Every time we leave the house, we're like,
It's like, Rona, is that you? No, and it's scary because my biggest fear is giving it to someone that I love or just anyone. Because what if I didn't know I had it and I didn't wear my mask for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
And
scary.
Scott has his neck fused, so if he got coughing spells, it would be terrible for him.
Oh, Scott, I totally get it with back and neck.
Yeah, I had my neck fucking all wired up.
Was that from an injury?
That's from being a Coast Guard for 20 years.
He was on a boat and he was too tall for it. Kept hitting his head in a rack, like all scrunched.
Well, I also have a bad back. We can complain together.
Do you have any surgeries?
No, I haven't had surgery yet. I'm trying really hard to avoid it.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it if you don't have to.
No, when I was 19, they tried to do a full like reconstruction of my shoulder after a really bad car accident, and I wouldn't let them do it. So I'm a full supporter of PT, go to physical therapy, build up your muscles, do the best you can.
Yeah,
not until my legs don't work anymore, and then maybe I'll consider it. But I have a mom who had massive surgery when I was 15. So she's got a rod and 18 screws in her back.
Oh, yeah, my mom too. She had pretty much her whole spine fused. She had scoliosis.
Yeah, and so
she had it done in her 70s.
Oh my God, oh, she's shit. A badass. Yeah. Well, see, I'm avoiding it till I have to, until my legs don't work. Alan's seen my back go out. It's not fun.
Scary, man. That's super scary.
And massage. Massage, I think, is important.
Yes, absolutely. And not being stressed out and having PMA.
Yeah. All that stuff.
And you guys we kept you for a long time, but I wanted to ask you guys, because you're all about PMA, you're all about bad brains. Have you guys watched that documentary about HR?
I Am Joseph?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Dude, that was fucking crazy.
Interesting.
I've always liked Bad Brains, but I didn't know much about him.
I had no idea.
I didn't know he was schizophrenic.
We actually were able to help. He was it a couple years ago. We made some shirts for him so that he had a GoFundMe out to go tour. He wanted to tour, just do his reggae stuff. And he actually came down to Wilmington. And we went to go see him, and then that wasn't the GoFundMe part. We went to go see him there. We thought it was weird that he was in Wilmington. We're like, you know, anyway.
Because it's HR, and he's like
it's
2 hours
HR,
away.
Dude. It's HR.
Right.
Then the next year or that following winter, we reached out to him because they put a GoFundMe up, and they said, "Yeah, you can make some shirts." So we were able to make some shirts for him.
I think we made $200 for him.
Yeah,
no
to do
way.
It to, so then they could do this this winter tour.
It was cool because we
was
sold
really cool.
shirts that were his fans from all over the place that we hadn't gotten to, you know, send to before.
Oh yeah, right. Oh, there were people so in cool. California ordering from us, or you know, wherever. And we took the book because I have the book, the Finding Joseph book, and he signed it for me. So
that's
awesome.
Well, he's such an interesting guy. You know, learning about his story was. That was an awesome documentary.
It was really sad to see him deteriorate there. When he was deteriorating, it was getting really bad, his mental health. That was really right. tough to watch. But seeing him bounce back and he got help, and it's really encouraging.
He never had any people
sure.
always supported him and loved him no matter what, which I thought was lovely. They
well,
still
you know,
loved him.
It was Bad Brains.
Now they've had such an impact on our life.
Everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's they're instrumental. In what we know today.
Oh, absolutely.
It's also, you know, it's scary when you meet your idols like that, you know, because it could go south. It could ruin everything.
It's a crapshoot
too.
So
you got to kind of,
wait, did you,
you know, approach with caution sometimes, but
it was cool.
It did work out. Yeah.
You know, and it was really cool.
Did you guys not sleep the night before and pace the entire day like I do?
How all happened so fast?
He was about to come back after we helped raise money. We were
that's right.
See
they didn't come
night.
Back the second time.
We
they had a car accident.
Didn't go
oh,
to the
no.
show because it was far and it didn't work
no,
out.
They had a
and
they car
got,
accident.
Yeah, but they got in a car accident at the same time. Everybody's okay, but right. It was weird.
That's weird. That's crazy.
How was the show?
We didn't go because we
well,
were
that
like,
was the same. The first show was great.
Yeah, the okay. show was good.
Dude, I'd love to see him perform his Rasta stuff. I would love that.
Yeah, it was all like there. He has his band Human Rights with him, and you know they start to cut loose a little bit, and you're like, oh man, they're gonna play some Bad Brains,
right?
And then you're like, oh no, you just and then back to the
yeah, yeah. It's a different vibe for sure. It's kind of always been surprising that they were so steeped in both genres, because I mean, like I know Bob Marley had a punky reggae party, and there's been some tiptoeing in and out of it, but I've never seen anyone be so Rasta and so hardcore at the same time.
You guys like Fishbone?
Oh yeah, Fishbone's awesome. Yeah.
Oh my god, I love them so much. Were you on that cruise that they were on there?
No, I would fucking love to see Fishbone.
That was our first year.
Oh my god. Totally talking to Angelo was like the highlight of my life.
Well, see, that's it feels good. Like in on the cruise, you get to talk to some of the people that are huge, like Nathan from
Nathan Maxwell, Bunny
Molly, and Bunny Gang. Yeah.
What a lovely human! You know what I mean?
Yeah,
what a lovely guy.
The Hat Cat guys were super cool.
Yeah. Nice. They were getting on the boat when we were, because I had the broken foot. And I was on the scooter, and he was so nice about it.
They held the door open for us.
They held
just
the
friend,
door.
Yeah, friendly
they were
guys.
Just, they were so nice. I was, you know, these are the people that I'm like, we're adopting you into our little music family, just so you know.
Yep. Well, these are like, I mean, the first year we went, it was Rancid and Fishbone.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Voodoo Glow School.
No, that wasn't the first year. That was might have been the first year you guys went.
Were they?
Do you remember the Glow Skulls? Yeah.
No, they weren't on that one.
They weren't on our that.
I think they were the year before, because the year before I was fucking dying to go on.
I know, and then I met Alan, and I had been like thinking like, there's no way I can ever go to that, because I didn't know anybody who would go with me, and I was too nervous to go by myself.
Yeah. But like, you're walking around on the boat with these guys. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter whichever year you went with. There's somebody on that boat that, you know. Whether it's Frank Turner, or whether it's Fat Mike, or whether it's Tim Armstrong, or whoever it is. And then next thing you know, you're walking next to him.
Yeah.
And you're like, and you're just having a bullshit conversation with him. Yeah. Like, how rad is that, though?
It's the best.
And there's no egos involved. Mm. Like, I haven't run into anybody yet. And that must be a rule with, I don't know, maybe that's just a punk rock thing. I don't know.
Gosh, I hope there's
some
kind
of rule with these bands that go, that are like, if you come on this boat, you have to go intermingle with the crew.
Yeah, don't be a fucking dick.
I would guess that that's like a preemptive, right? Because
I would think so at this point, right? Like, you know what you're getting into on the band side as well, because, you know, the cruise isn't just about like the concert anymore. There's like this whole...
It's like
a family. Community.
Yeah.
This whole community, and then all the bands are part of it. And so.
I got to thank Fat Mike for putting his book on Audible.
Yeah.
Dude,
I was like, it's so great, because not all of us are great with reading if we're dyslexic or if we're different. And he was like, yeah, I wanted everyone to be able to listen to it.
And it was awesome. I liked it better on Audible, because you get to hear the songs they're talking about, and they're reading it, and like, there's jokes in there.
Right,
and
they'll tell little stories about chapters or whatever.
Yeah, and plus, I mean, fucking Tommy Chong's reading part of it too, so that was awesome.
That's right.
Yeah, it's funny. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, like, one of the big things for me on the cruise was, like, the first year we were walking out and we're ridiculously drunk, because it was our first year and we were not smart and too excited. And we ran into the guy from Flogging Molly, and I never remember his name.
Dennis Casey.
And he was cute, because he went up to Alan and he goes, hey, man, what's your name? And Alan's like, oh, my God, I love you so much. And I've been to all your shows. And I was like, his name's Alan. And he was like, oh, okay, Alan, it's so nice to meet you. Then he looked at me and he gave me a hug and he goes, welcome to the family, love. And I've never felt so accepted. So cool. And then it was an entire ship of people who were like us.
Right.
Yeah, that was the coolest part, because we didn't know a whole lot of people who were like us. And it was interesting getting into that environment and be like, holy fuck, like, I fit in for the first time in my life.
And that's something about you guys, is that you guys are so lovely and wonderful and accepting and positive, and we just couldn't love you guys more. Seriously. Like, on this last cruise that we were on, every time we'd see you.
Oh, God, I'm so excited to see you guys. Because I feel like each year we go.
We got to see a show. We got to see Hepcat together.
We did.
Cute.
I mean, like, I actually sat and watched the whole show together.
Yeah, that was fun. That was awesome.
You recognize people, and it's like you already know each other, because you know.
And you guys are always singing punk rock karaoke.
Always. Oh, I made Jess sing it with me.
Alan is. He made me do it this year.
The first year you went on, you sang, I think, because you were yelling not so nice things about your favorite Misfits singer. But I was like, man, that fucking dude's up there singing fucking karaoke, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude, it was.
And then last year, he got Jess up there.
I didn't know the words.
I typed them on your phone for you.
You did fine. You killed it.
Yeah, that's all you got
to
do.
The next one I want to do, I really would love to do anything by Joan Jett. I would really love that. And it was just, it was fun, because it does feel kind of like a family. And I felt like you guys were like the celebrity couple this last year, because whenever like we got back and people were messaging me and they're like, hey, do you know about Angel and Scott? They just seem like so cool. And I'm like, yeah. And
they are fucking cool.
You guys awesome. Are so fucking cool. And I was like, yeah, they're like the token badass couple. Yeah.
Like last year, I was like, this year, we're going to be more outgoing. We're not going to be scared. There's all these people. We're just going to do it.
Well, the cutest thing is you were in your buffalo hat.
Oh, that was it. The buffalo hat. She put the buffalo hat on and all bets are off.
We'll have to put a picture of that on the website.
Oh, yeah. I'll put it up. Our cute picture of us hugging, which was the best thing ever.
Before we let you guys go, you guys been listening to anything fun lately?
Yes. I just heard on that punk rock karaoke where they did it live on YouTube or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Moscow Death Brigade.
It wasn't punk rock karaoke. It was punk rock bowling.
Yeah, punk rock bowling.
Oh,
Moscow Death Brigade.
Yes, Moscow Death Brigade.
Oh. I'm writing it down.
Never heard of them.
Punk they're hip hop. They're hip hop, but they're like they're Russian. They're all about like peace and PMA and. But they're hip hop and they're like, dude, you just got
to
check them out.
They're almost like,
do you like Transplants?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So think of Transplants.
The harder.
Kind of, yeah, but hip hoppy, more hip hoppy too.
Oh, my God, they're so great.
I can't wait.
And Run the Jewels.
Run the Jewels.
Yes.
Run the Jewels is amazing.
So good.
And then, of course, Suicide Machines.
Yes.
How good is that new record?
Waited so long for that album.
That new record is so fucking good.
It's so good.
Every day, anytime I get in the car, which is few and far between now because of COVID, but when I do, like, I'm like, dude, I'm gonna listen to something else. I'm gonna expand my horizons a little bit. And I last like two songs. I'm like, fuck, dude, I gotta go back.
I'll have a new playlist of like every week, like some new music will come out, and Suicide Machines was on it, and I keep it on there. Like, yeah. It should have been off of that playlist already, but I keep it on there because. I love Suicide Machines. I mean, I love Jay Navarro, man. He's fucking.
Oh, he's,
every one of his bands is fantastic,
and
too.
He's a lovely human.
Yeah, well, you know, I respected Hellmouth, but I just wasn't ever like that. That was some really hard screaming.
It's some
shit.
Hard shit. Like it's.
I don't know how he still has
a
voice.
I respected it. It wasn't like on my regular playlist.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
I love the Traitors.
Traitors uh-huh. are so good.
And I love.
Break Anchor.
Break Anchor, right.
Mm-hmm.
That one record they did is so good too. I wish they would do more. I mean, he told us that there, you know, there's a lot of substance abuse issues, so they're probably not gonna continue it. But man, that's too bad because that record is so good.
And he's been extremely busy supporting the Black Lives Matter campaign.
He's been marching all the time.
He's a fabulous dude. Like he's been doing a lot of.
Well, he's all about Detroit too. He's all about like just you know. Getting Detroit back on track and shit too, you know.
Mm-hmm. One more horror with the Nines.
Oh yes, yes,
ooh.
So good.
Well,
I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Shirt and I was like, I don't think that's the same horror.
Oh no, it's not. Oh, this is a rip off of a Ramones shirt, but it's a
I got that, but I just didn't know if it was maybe the same.
No,
band,
but dude,
and, you know,
horror is those guys are so fucking good. They're so underappreciated.
We were really looking forward to seeing them because they were going to do punk rock bowling too.
We'll see. Okay, so. Now that all this has happened, then maybe with all of the stuff getting pushed back, maybe now we'll be able to do it too. Because we're saving a lot of money not buying t-shirts at concerts.
Yeah, not going to shows.
Yeah, how about it? Or even just going to shows.
Yeah
exactly.
Because you have to consider the cost of the ticket, the cost of the merch that you're going to buy to support the band, the cost of the drinks, and the cost of the lift to get there and home.
It's fucking expensive, man. We were going to a lot of shows, but
I wasn't complaining because I loved it. But
yeah.
That was our kind of thing. We were like, man, we really dug the cruise. I mean, we've obviously, this would have been our fifth year doing it. And then this year we were like, man, we're gonna ball it out, man. We're gonna do the cruise and we're gonna go to Vegas. We're gonna do them both. And then the Lunatics said they're coming back. So we had to go see the Lunatics. We had all these trips all planned out, all paid for, all mapped out.
Everything.
We're balling it this year.
Oh.
They're like, but what I was gonna say is that same community, it seems like, from the cruise kind of filters into that punk rock bowling thing. So that would give you more of a end to know that we are going to be going to both.
Fuck yeah.
Yes. And
another reason
we
for
would
you to
love
do it
to
next
see,
year.
I know.
Plus,
well,
that's just like a drive down the road.
Vegas is not far for us. And I'm still like having a hard time because my birthday celebration was supposed to be Bad Religion and Alkaline Trio.
We were going to go to Arizona.
Oh, shit. That's right.
It was right at the end of March. And then I was so excited to see Bad Cop. And then that got pushed off. And then the cruise. And so I think it's more one of those things rather than seeing it as a super bad thing. I'm like, oh man, that first concert back is going to be freaking weird as shit, but it's going to be very exciting. And I'm going to just save my money for these things that are going to be coming up.
Well, I can't wait till this shit's all done so we can have a big reunion, whether it's in Vegas or on a boat in the middle of the Atlantic.
Or doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, or come visit.
Yeah, come here. Yeah,
come visit.
Fuck yeah. You guys, honestly, Scott, Angel, you guys are fucking awesome. We love what you do. Keep doing it. I love that you guys are going to make this a living to do this creative PMA stuff.
We're
because
gonna do it.
You're going to do it. What you're doing is I mean, like you said, there are a million t-shirt places out there, but you guys are actually spreading, you know, good stuff.
And honestly,
you're helping, you're making the world a better place.
My Mattersville shirts are like kind of precious to me. And when I need like an uplift for a day, those are the days I wear those shirts. And
giving you a hug.
Yes, it immediately puts me in a better mood. So if you guys are looking, if people out there are looking for something to give them some positivity, go to MattersvilleShop.com. If you want murals, if you want custom artwork, in basically every avenue of art, contact these guys because they're amazing. They do incredible things. And we love them. They're the best people to work with. And they're just lovely humans. And I'm just so happy. This was like a hangout. We've just missed you.
I know. This was great. I was scared.
This is awesome, man.
Never be scared with us. We're so much fun. No,
we'll have to figure out the ear things and the over stuff. We don't know anything about that stuff. You guys have to educate us for next time.
Oh, yeah. No, everything. Like, I love when you guys text and we hear from you guys. Like, let's keep the conversation going. I want to hear more stories. All the stories we couldn't do and all the things we couldn't talk about. But we adore you guys. Everybody check out Mattersville.
We'll put links in the website at talkmusictomeslc.com.
Thank you guys so much, man.
No,
it's so cool. I got nothing to do. I'm not going anywhere. I don't have another podcast to go and do.
Well, no. So, Scott, tell us what like artwork stuff are you working on right now? Because if your stuff takes a little bit,
it seems like it needs to be planned out a lot more.
It my stuff definitely does.
Yeah.
Because you know, I'll have a kind of vision of what I want it to be like, and then it kind of takes me a minute to get there. If that makes sense.
Yes.
Because I can't create like Angel creates. I just can't, you know, we just, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not wired that. We're wired different in that respect. So, you know, I have to have it all mapped out. And then so I can sit and I'll paint something and then I can let it sit for a week, 2 weeks, and then go back to it. Like,
right.
I don't see, Angel doesn't do that a lot. She wants to get her,
get it out.
She has to get it out. And then she wants to get to a point where it's like, because it's she's in that mode.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, that's it.
Here's the one that I won't let him sell.
Oh, yeah. You
Holy shit. Ooh. Holy shit.
Bold, so you can't really see it.
Oh no, I love
that. That is rad.
Those are so freaking cool. Those are so well. We have a lot of spray paint art in our house. It's more horror. It's like horror related. But yeah, we've been eyeing your stuff. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay.
We've been eyeing.
Hey, I take commissions.
Fuck yeah, man. I've actually since I saw you starting to put that stuff up, I've been thinking about what we need in here.
I know.
The problem is we don't have much room, but I know, we're running out of
space. Yeah, that's our problem too.
Yeah.
I see a bunch of white walls back there.
See a bunch of white walls back there.
The thing is, we have like so many things already fucking framed and like posters and shit.
We just gotta hang them up.
But there's like that hallway has got a ton of space that we could do something with.
Yes, we have a lot of stuff, and we started hanging stuff up like as you go down the stairs, which has been really cool. But like my big thing is that I've been trying to support artists through this whole thing. So if
oh my gosh, us too. And you have. I'm like, what do you mean you got it? I was like, Chrissy, what happened?
Oh yeah, awesome. It's so awesome that I was like, man, how cool is that? That Jess got a fucking mug from Chrissy and you didn't even know about it. Like, you didn't even know that they were, like, friends. And you didn't even know that they were stalking each other. Like, you don't need that. How cool is that, though? That's because of the cruise, and that's because of this community. Like, that's what it is.
I trust Angel.
And Andrea with love from SoCal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I
love her so much.
Okay, so anything Angel posts, and she's like, I love this person. You should go look at their shop. I immediately go over there and order something. And so
awesome.
Alan has warned me. We have too many mugs in the house, but did I just buy another one?
No, they're literally falling out of the cabinet. We had an earthquake here like a couple months ago, and I'm surprised that it didn't all come tumbling down.
Well, but it's hard because I make friends with these artists, and then I buy it. Like Chrissy's mug, that's the mug I use every night when I make my night tea because I love it so much.
Oh my God, I can't wait to tell her. She's taken off. She's doing so great.
Her stuff is it's bottom heavy, which I weirdly like. Love, like when it showed up, when she was posting all of her stuff, I was like, oh, that's rad. And then she did like some Instagram stories where she's like, these are for sale, and I was like, I want it. And when you're like, you got a mug, I'm like, you didn't know about it? I would have thought that Angel knew. Yeah. And so like, and then I made friends with this other person. I just got the mug today, but like
I don't know where we're going to hang. I don't know where we're going to hang.
I know. Well, and I prefer prints. So when Angel started doing paintings, I was so excited because I've been wanting something of hers. And she posted the skull and I'm like, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to give that to me. You know, like no one else would have that. Buy it.
Oh my God, I love you so much.
Well, no, and I'm trying to get people over there because we have a lot of friends like our friend Nate who are very much PMA and loving that stuff. And so we try to like spread it as much as we can. And if we go to shows, we try to wear the shirts, but it's hard because we're not going to shows. And so we've been trying to like depend on Instagram and everything for that stuff.
Yeah,
so
we appreciate it a lot.
Yeah. Oh no, we, cause Alan is currently independent doing his film stuff. I was an independent artist once upon a time.
Yeah.
It is rough, you know, like
we bought so much stuff just trying to like, from like, our local artists around here trying to help. Because what you put out, you get back.
It's true. 100%.
Yep.
Because I sold stuff I sold a painting to someone that I tattooed and worked with like almost 10 years ago. And they reached out to like help. You just don't know.
You never know.
Oh, then that was another one.
Well, see, and that's what I always tell people, like, don't burn your bridges. Like, be kind to people because you never know when they're going to come back into your life. It's
no, you're totally right.
And they could come back and be a huge influence on you. You don't ever know. And that's why I don't understand people who start these big fights and like cut all these people out of their lives. It's like, ooh, like you, that person could end up being someone important to you 10 years down the line.
Yeah, you never still know.
And plus with, I don't know, with artists and lovely people who are doing incredible things, why wouldn't I support them? You know, like, then I get a cool thing. Like this is, there's like a win-win situation in this whole thing. Like,
yeah.
I get a rad mug, I get a rad painting, and I get to look at it and think of them. Hell yeah. That's not even a choice. That's like, well, yeah.
You guys rent or did you buy?
We bought.
Your house.
Yeah, we bought.
So that's yours?
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want to the walls?
We do whatever we want to the walls.
I know, but I've rented for so long that Alan's been the only one who's actually done anything to the walls because I'm such a freak because I rented for so long.
But we got to do some cool shit with, like, because I painted it, but it needs to be, it needs something.
I want a wall that you can draw on really badly.
Just go get a pencil and then put a circle on the wall.
Well, I know how to fix holes because when I moved out of my apartment, I had to fix all the holes. So I can do that. But we've been having fun with putting stuff up and like actually buying artwork that I know I'm going to put up is kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, dude, I'm going to be in touch because I've been thinking about what we need to hang in here.
I know we need
to. So we'll hire you for something for sure.
You know where we're at.
Fuck yeah, man.
Well, and is Utah somewhere that you've always wanted to come to? Because it sounds like it.
Absolutely, of course. Especially now that we know you guys out there.
Like looked online and I was like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful.
It's very
well. It's SLC punk. I mean,
yeah.
Well,
that's like our one claim to fame here.
There's a lot of there's a lot of tattooing that's going on in Utah. There's a lot of like really cool tattoo artists here.
A lot of dickheads too, though.
There's a lot, it kind of. I'm very picky. Like,
There's old school and then there's the new school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, old school's grumpy because the new school's got new equipment that makes it easier.
No, but are doing
amazing things. And then the old school are just grumpy about it.
Well, see, if I walk into
that sounds about right, actually.
If I walk into
makes a lot of sense.
A place, like, I have to vet people. That's why I like the tattoo convention because I can talk to people. And it's usually I'll talk to them and make friends with them and be a weird stalker person for about a year and then I'll think about it. But Alan's tattoo artist, He's funny. Okay, so he made fun of me for being too
happy.
But then I met his girlfriend or his wife, who's like just as happy as I am. And I was like, you bitch.
Yeah.
And then so he does all Alan's tattoos and he's like, no, I want to tattoo your girlfriend. I'm ready. I want to hear the other side of the story. And I'm like, oh, it's on. And so I'm excited.
Yeah.
We're going to be having a lot of fun, but I have to reserve space for Angel because I need a snail tattoo, I think. Or a PMA
snails
one.
Snails are coming around so good.
Yeah, snails.
I think I'm going to do one on Chrissy. He's doing pottery.
She's so good at pottery. She's ridiculously good at it.
She just started.
Yeah, she's like expert level at this point.
She just started, and it's the local pottery place. It's all fancy. They want to hire her. Like, that's how great she's just naturally at
Holy
it.
Holy shit.
You've seen the mug yeah. that I have every night.
Holy shit.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. I'm really proud of her. It's doing really good.
Well, because as a first timer, like, I love pottery, so I tend to buy a lot when I meet people. And so when I got hers, I was like, this is like one of the best mugs I've ever gotten. Like, sturdy wise, and it's like heavy on the bottom so it doesn't tip. And it's like very artistic and perfectly asymmetrical.
She like bought a wheel before COVID. She took a basic class, got a wheel, and just pottered her ass off for 3 months.
Oh, she's amazing. And you're doing pottery now too.
No.
I thought you were.
No.
You guys should. No, do it.
We've done,
do it.
We've done some painting pottery.
I want her to teach me how to make a mug so I can make some for Christmas.
Oh my God, I'll buy one. Alan, stop listening.
Oh, I know. She's going to do some mugs, and then I'm going to draw on them, and we're going to glaze them and see how it comes and then try to sell them.
So we adore you guys. Thank you so much for doing this. We will do this again in the future, and let's Zoom and drink and have good days.
All right, bye.
Love you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, that was fun talking to them.
Oh my gosh, so much fun. So much fun. And it ended up just being like a fun hangout rather than an interview.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah. That's what was so fun about it.
I know.
Next week, we have a great interview that we've already done with Jeff Everett from Rockets Are Red. Mm-hmm. Fantastic designer, artist, illustrator. He does a lot of concert posters for your favorite bands. If you're listening to the show, your favorite bands he's done work for. He's fantastic.
And the posters, even if it's not related to a band, they're just rad. Like, we have a bunch of his posters here at the house. So
yes, we do.
It was really fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to talk to him. And you guys are both kind of design geeks. So that was
We totally are. We geeked out a bit.
Yeah.
It was fun.
So we will have it up, what, next week, I think, probably?
Yes, we'll have it up next week.
Yeah, next week. And then we're going to keep recording. So tell us what you're listening to during quarantine, or are you out of quarantine? Is your state more responsible than our state?
Yeah, like what's going on? And if you want to be on the show, hit us up.
Yes, and anything you wanna send our way, music-wise, so we love suggestions. We love, if you're in a band or something and you want us to play your songs,
we'll
hit us
totally
up.
Do that.
We've done that before, and we would love to do it again. And thanks for letting me play the I Wonder What's Inside Your Butthole
it's
song.
It's his favorite song in the whole world. And I know if he's having a bad day that he's going to eventually play it. And I'm just going to hear him hysterically laughing somewhere in the house.
So let's do this. Actually, let's do this to close out the show.
Huh.
Let's. So the first one we played was just the YouTube clip.
Uh-huh.
But she's actually, I think they went in and recorded an actual song. And so let's play that actual song to take us out.
Mm.
Does that work for you?
It's perfect. And plus, I know, just you guys just know that Alan will be laughing somewhere in the ether at both of these versions.
It is the funniest song I've ever listened to in my entire life.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
When everything went to shit.
It was the funniest thing ever.
This song, like this little video came out of this little girl singing and playing her guitar. And you got to watch the video. The video is like the best part
because
she's jamming. And it just... It actually made me smile when not else much would make me smile.
And it still does. It's been months and it still cracks you up.
Still makes me laugh every time. Kids swearing is the funniest thing in the world. It is. All right. I think that's going to do it. Thanks again to Scott and Angel. Again, Mattersville Shop.
excuse me, MattersvilleShop.com. Check them out, support them, and we will be back next week.
Okay, bye.
Maybe there's a PlayStation. Maybe there's a TV. Maybe there's a bed. So when you get home, don't be like, oh, where's my mom and dad? They're in your butthole.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Studio B production.